In this video, we're going to talk about outranking incumbents or showing up in search results higher than legacy media corporations. Some keywords seem too hard to reach. They might seem too difficult, or they have too many people competing for them. And some businesses seem too big to fail. How are you going to go up against Google, Amazon, Shopify, these huge corporations that produce excellent content and provide excellent value to people? If your content is unique and original, going after difficult keywords can result in you ranking for other keywords. So even though at first you might not rank specifically for the keyword that you're targeting, you can show up for other long tail keywords. And it's important to pay attention to the long tail keywords that you do end up ranking for, because you can re-optimize your content to go down a path where you're going to be able to get better traffic and more specific traffic and customers because you are targeting keywords that you already rank for. One of the easiest ways to outrank incumbents is to reach beginners. This tends to be the most helpful content. You're getting somebody starting from scratch. They might not know anything about your industry. They might not know anything about products or services or other competing businesses in your industry. You're educating them from the ground up. If you're able to focus on educating people at very basic levels and taking them on a journey where they're able to learn increasingly more valuable and useful information, then you're going to be able to build trust and build brand with these visitors, with these customers, and they might decide to use your product or your service simply because you are the one who educated them on how to get a desired result using your product. So one of the best ways I find to outrank the incumbents is to start small and start with beginners, start with newcomers to an industry. Newness and relevancy can give you an edge over incumbents. A lot of times incumbents will have content that is stale or old or isn't completely relevant, but they rank nonetheless because they are such authoritative entities. If you're able to bring something unique, something new, something relevant to the table, you might be able to outrank incumbents, and you might be able to demonstrate to Google that you're trustworthy, that you're able to provide value for other people, and you're probably going to be able to show up for keywords that are indicative of people wanting the latest thing. This is one of the reasons why I like to put the date in the title, or at least the year or the month in the title, is because people want new information. They want the most recent and up-to-date information. If you can indicate to that user that you have the newest information, if you have the latest updates, if you have the latest way of doing things, then you're going to be able to get that click from Google because people understand that you're giving them the latest information. Staying on the cutting edge and covering topics that aren't showing up in keyword tools can be a way to outrank incumbents as well. Generally, incumbents will focus on existing keywords. They'll focus on keywords that are already generating thousands and thousands of clicks a month in traffic. But if you pay attention to the market, if you pay attention to new things that are happening in the market, then you can figure out different things that people might be searching in the future, and you can produce content to get ahead of that search traffic and to be able to rank for keywords that barely exist today, but might be huge keywords in the future. But if you cover breaking topics, if you cover new topics, certain industries change over time, then you might be able to show up in the rankings for keywords that other people aren't even aware of. Outranking incumbents comes with persistence and continually showing up over time to build trust. You'll never become an incumbent yourself if you don't stick to this for the long term and build lots of domain authority, build lots of links, produce lots of content, and show up consistently and provide value for your audience. That's what these large corporations have done, and that's part of the reason why they've become larger corporations. So it's up to you whether or not you want to play big time and you want to go after these incumbents, or if you want to stay on the long tail and you want to provide specific value for lower volume and lower difficulty keywords. But if you want to seriously take over some of the incumbents over time, then ultimately you're going to have to play the incumbent game, which is stick it out for the long term, continue to provide value, and put lots of effort into providing value with your content on your website. So just a final note in conclusion, always produce excellence, educate newcomers to your niche, get more specific and provide more specific value, build a reputation over time, do it for a long time, iterate and improve. This is how you can show up in the rankings for an industry that's highly competitive. And over time, you're going to be able to compete. You're going to be able to show up in the rankings. You're going to be able to get more traffic to your website. And you're going to be able to build a bigger business because you're generating lots of traffic from people that will be potential customers.